you tell him that Han Solo just stole back the Millennium Falcon?
This is a Millennium Falcon. You're Han Solo.
Han Solo, the Rebellion General?
No, the smuggler.
Wasn't he a war hero?
This is a ship that made the Kessel Run in 14 parsecs.
12!
Welcome to the fifth installment of the Millennium Condor X-Wing Lore Master Quiz, where contenders after contenders give their meek and mediocre best to defeat the champion. All are driven by a sole purpose, to be the one who will hold the most desired title in the X-Wing miniature world and be called the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated, instantaneously bringing underappreciated celebrity and splendor to the podcast of the winner. I am your show host, Bruno Lavigard, also known as the All-Seeing Condor. As usual, I am joined by our flavor commentator and intern judge, Peter Lavoie-Massicotte.
Hi, you added judge in there just because of last time, right? Because I was just an intern and I'm like, fuck, I have no responsibility, don't ask me this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an intern judge, great.
Yes, I am glad to see that you are feeling more like yourself today, Peter.
I am.
Unfortunately, your last performance in what was supposed to be your time to shine and maybe move beyond your intern status was, let's say, below the high standards of quality that we, here at Lore Master Quiz, hold ourselves to.
Okay, let's face it. The guys you got to replace me are way better than I am.
You were not replaced, Peter. You were just not feeling like yourself. To most of the listener, and mostly the participant, it was unacceptable. Forcing me to, one, fire your sub-intern, Sonny Bounder. May he find love and success in his future project. And two, strip you of your glorious title of Senior George Intern Level 1 of 5.
What is this, Scientology? You're giving levels now?
As you know, Peter, trust is something that is hard to build and gain and can be easily dissipated. But all is not lost, Peter. You retain your previous title of Senior Judge Intern.
As long as I get to keep the title of the guy who does those terrible Photoshops for your custom cards, then I'm happy.
I am glad to see that you are taking this well and with a level of resilience and maturity that is almost unheard of in the X-Wing community.
So those are not words to describe me when I play X-Wing.
Yes, Peter. We've all witnessed you battle your inner demon after throwing four blanks at range one. We saw, in your twitching and blood-injected eyes, your urge to flip the table on your opponent and slit his throat with a broken lambda wing. It is known, Peter.
You've put your shame and sadness aside and concentrated on your intern job and managed to have a chat with the uncontested champion and the unaware soon-to-be-crushed contender. Let's first hear what the Doom Soul had to say.
Hey Chris, thanks for receiving me in your training facility.
Hi.
Based on communications you have with the recruiting department, is it fair to say that you're not familiar with the X-Wing Lore Master Quiz and its effects on one's life?
Well, I was on Facebook, just scrolling away, looking at the dammit crates, and just got a call. I don't know what's going on.
After blindly and naively accepting the challenge, how did you organize your preparation once you realized your mistake and the fact there is no elegant way out of this, if not victory?
So, Zach actually did speak to me a while ago. I've had lots of time to prepare, and I spent that time looking after my sick child and cleaning the house.
That sounds about right.
Yep.
If you had one fashion advice for the actual champion, what would it be? Well, that's saucy.
I would probably, Zach, if I had to give you fashion advice, grow that hair, right? A bit longer at the front. Do it.
Okay. Oh, one last thing, if you please. You seem confused about your national faithfulness. It looks like you're also all over the place as far as podcasts are concerned. Nova Squadron Radio, NSR Cast, Dice Hate, Lack of Focus. Do you have content production ADHD? Or are you that much in need of attention, Chris? Sorry, I didn't write this.
No,
I just have to say
I'm pretty sure it's a little from column A and a little from column B.
All right. Thank you, Chris, and good luck for tonight.
I won't need it.
Your presence has been detected and recorded. Thank you.
Hello, champion, my old friend. I have come to talk to you again. Oh, was I supposed to sing that? That's the sound of silence, isn't it? No, fuck it. Too late now. So, you've faced your toughest opponent yet in your mandatory title defense against Chris Chico Brown. How are you feeling today? Are you still sore?
I'm feeling like a sick child without a British parent to take care of me.
According to scouting reports, the antagonist you've challenged for tonight's confrontation might prove to be a worthy and powerful foe. This is not your usual strategy when choosing opponents, ... Could you explain that choice to your fans who are paralyzed with anguish at the thought of you potentially not disarticulating this guy? What are you trying to say, Bruno?
I usually like to pull names from a hat, and I forgot to reload the hat after the last one, so Chris was the only name in there, and so I pulled again.
One last thing, Lore Master, if I may. This is a part of the script where it says I need your consent to continue. I'll take your silence as consent.
What? I mean, that's how taxation works.
Yeah. You've been proudly parading your many Lore Master Quiz medals around your neck. Is the weight of all that acrylic starting to cause you neck or back pain?
No.
Or are you standing strong like Mr. T and all his gold chains?
Yeah, bro, I lift.
Thank you, champion, for your time, and God luck for tonight. That was a typo.
Thank you, Peter. Now that you have recovered your voice and your wits, what do you make of this pretender? Is he for real with that weird accent?
I don't know, man. I'm like in this position. I thought Zach actually had a chance of losing last time. So I was like, man, what's going to happen? Because we've never had another champion. I kind of want to see him lose, but at the same time, I kind of don't because Zach's my bro. So let's see what will happen.
And Peter, you know that all of Australia is behind Zach? No, you didn't know that. All right. So move aside, Peter, because here comes this exotic and powerful beast.
My little pony. My little pony, what is friendship all about? My
little So, okay, vas-y, Peter.
Is this me?
Oui, c'est toi qui fais l'intro, buddy.
Oh, this is my announcement thing.
Oui.
This is my Bruce Buffer. What? Some guy from the United Kingdom or Canada, depending on if the European Union or North America is on top. A person who once insulted the Zach Matthews to his face. He does not even like X-Wing, but somehow stuck around for 5 years. Chris Sheriff!
Welcome to the Lore Master Quiz, Chris Sheriff.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Bruno just said a curse word.
Oh no. Bruno said a curse word. Penis. Vagina. Boobs. Vulva. Massive erection. How do you feel now, Peter?
How does it make you feel to be part of something this big?
It's the warmest feeling I've had since Zach last hugged me.
Any last word you would like to address the British nation?
Nah, they're gone, man. They're done. Winning Coruscant is probably the highlight of the century.
Thank you, Chris. That was charming. You might want to finish your cup of tea and make peace with your Yorkshire pudding, because here comes the gale.
From Wisconsin, shouting truth across the internet, you'll hear him before you see him, the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated, Zach Matthews Invitational Champ Carolina Crates Podcast, the Zach Matthews.
Well, 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 champion, it seems you have kept yourself busy in between the quiz. Let's hope that those appearances on different shows did not drain you too much, because you will...
Oh man, this is a missing word.
Oh, you will need. Okay. You will need all. Okay, je recommence. You will need all of your lore master might if you want to pull this one off.
I'm nervous, man. The Brits are on a roll. Ever since they left Europe, they can't stop winning. It's like Europe is just this giant weight around the UK's neck, and now that Europe's not draining them down, they're good at things again.
So, is it true, champion, that you are dedicating tonight's victory to the poor orphans and widows that you've left in your wake?
Yeah, why not? I'm down with orphans.
Now, a word of warning. The Lore Master Quiz is an institution that demands respect and decorum within the boundaries of the episode, but also in all of its radiancy. Therefore, before we move any further in the Lore Master Quiz, it is imperative that the public be informed of some events that occur not so long ago and that will have repercussions on tonight's bout. Peter, can you imagine that this humble and friendly quiz host was cowardly and viciously ambushed in a dark OCX back alley.
Unbelievable.
ensnared by an ungrateful, shame, disregard, bitter, and probably margarita-intoxicated, vanquished, nameless contender that we've all forgot about, Chris Chico Brown. The mandatory opponent himself. That is not the most disgusting part of this story, Peter. The most shocking is that the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 Until Defeated was in league with the scoundrel. Yes, our own champion was colluding and plotting with a lesser vanquished to have this humanist and helpful host look like a fool in what was a distasteful masquerade, a cheap and pathetic mockery of the Millennium Condor X-Wing Lore Master Quiz. Fortunately, your beloved host's legendary adaptability skills allowed him to dodge the repeated attack and turn the situation around. Using the momentum of the attacker's movement, as he learned in his special combat host martial training, he purposely and willingly gave silly and obviously so wrong answers that anybody paying attention would have been marveled by the host's masterful control of the situation. In the end, the rascals were dumbly laughing and enjoying what they thought they had accomplished, completely unaware that they were the one turned into fools. Can you believe, Peter, that someone would try something like that? No, you can't. But it still happened, and the legal department, the propaganda department, and this host strongly believe some measures must be taken to prevent such occurrence in the future.
Now, hold on, Bruno. You've got to let me tell my side of the story.
No. Wait. Let me go on. What will happen, Peter, if we let any slow-witted fool copy the Lore Master Quiz and turn it into a singing parody?
A singing parody does sound like OCX.
I never thought the champion would stoop so low. Pressure must have got the best of him, or even more probable, the foul vanquished Chico Brown must have made use of his mind-numbing drugs and other occult dark methods to force an unwilling champion into this.
Nevertheless, the deeds must be punished. Even more so when it involves the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 Until Defeated. An example must be made out of this, and justice must be harsh to send a clear message to all. Zach, you were warned that with big powers come big responsibilities. Failing at those responsibilities also bring big consequences. Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 Until Defeated, the Zach Matthews, it is with great sadness and pain that I must inflict on you this punishment. But understand that it is to protect you from yourself, and it is for your own good. It is your chance to take this like a man and show that you have the stature of a real champion. Now you may comment.
So, I just want you to understand that you are correct. I was tricked. Because you know me, Bruno. If there's one thing I do, it's answer questions. And Chico's like, hey, Zach, I got some questions. And he dialed in and he just started asking me questions. And Bruno, I was in the zone. You start asking me lore questions, I'm going to answer them, right? Like, what was I supposed to not do? Is just not answer questions? That's not who I am, Bruno. I can't not answer questions.
Never trust a marshal, Zach.
Zach, as penance, you will start the battle with a 2-point penalty.
Oh, Jesus. Holy fuck.
I am sorry. This is harsh, but you are the architect of your doom.
Holy fuck.
And believe me, it hurts me less than it hurts you.
Can I appeal to the judge?
This is the part where I'm supposed to object. That's what it says in the script.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. That's all. That's all I have.
Do you object, Peter? Or do you?
Sure. Okay.
Go. Say something to object.
I object. I want to beat him fair and square.
Well, Chris, you have a soft heart. Okay, we do not want to give a free win to Chris.
How did you predict this scenario? This is in the script. What the fuck? What is this? Are you a fucking...
I am willing to reduce the sentence to 1.75 point if Zach is willing to take action to atone himself.
0.25 points, huh? I'm glad you're not my dad, Bruno.
Oh, Zach is speechless, so I will go on.
I mean, Zach's terror is real, but Zach is willing to atone.
After this sad and dark chapter of the Lore Master Quiz glorious history, I will spare you the usual warnings. Chris, on your honor, and in the name of the Lack of Focus podcast, do you unconditionally accept the usual warning and conditions?
I do.
The Zach Matthews, on your atoning honor, and in the name of the Carolina Crates podcast, do you unconditionally accept the usual warnings and conditions?
I do. Can I get all the secret and unwritten warnings sent to me as well, please?
So.
You want the unwritten warnings?
Yeah, the unwritten rules.
No. Wow. Peter, you've been harshly but justly punished before. Do you think the contender can manage not to lose this now that the champion has a knee down by his own demeanor?
I don't know how you know what goes on in my bedroom, but sure, yes.
Indeed. It is now time to see if the sayings are true. Will it be the crates on top as usual, not flying casual and not lacking focus, or the other way around?
Have you always dreamed of visiting the forest moon of Endor? Now, you can make that dream a reality. Join Endor Adventure Travel in partnership with the Shuttle Tidarium for a vacation experience like no other. Visit rustic treetop villages where you will mingle with friendly Ewok natives.
Goopa noopa.
Join our Ewok hosts as they pamper and prepare you for a traditional feast. You will be the center of the culinary experience.
Yep, yep.
Culinary experiences may vary. Guests are responsible for their own safety and the forest moon of Endor. EAT is not responsible for the behavior of Ewok hosts, including but not limited to theft, assault, kidnapping, or cannibalism. All sales final. Don't let this unique cultural and culinary experience slip through your fingers. Make your reservation today.
We are back for round one. Chris, since you are the contender, you will be asked the first question.
Yes.
All right.
Bruno, if you keep pronouncing his name Chris, you're going to have to put like an 18 plus warning on this podcast.
Chris.
That's a curse word over here.
Chris. Oh yeah, when I call your name, you say yes.
Huh? Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
This is the army.
How
hard? According to people, please. Don't make me punish you also, Chris, all right?
Yes.
According to the flight training quiz provided in the second edition lunch party kit, it's a two-part question. It's a warm-up question. One, some pilots and upgrades utilize charge for powerful effect to gain advantage over opposing squads. What are the two types of charge? That's the first part of the question. And still from the same document, where is that information?
The two types of charges are regenerating and standard, and that's in the rules reference.
Zach, this is your chance to steal.
Force charge and device charge?
Oh.
If you put both of your answers together, you got a right answer.
Zach, you want to try something for the second part of the warm-up question?
Can you repeat the second half of the question? Because
it's
I was coughing.
Still from the same document, where is that information?
It's in the launch party kit document.
I was in the question.
I gave you the answer, Zach. Come on.
Okay. So the two types of charges are standard and force charges.
Oh.
Chris had standard and Zach had force. And the answer Bruno was looking for was rulebook page 12 for where that information
is. So close.
It's a zero for Chris and a no steal for Zach. Zach.
Yes.
According to the flight training quiz provided in the second edition launch party kit, still a two-part question, the high stakes of firefighter battles can be stressful for pilot. What type of maneuver will help the pilots or your pilot by removing a stress token? That's part one. Part two, and still from the same document, where is that information?
Blue maneuver, rulebook page 8.
You got the first part. Chris, you can steal for half a point. For the second
part. Is that a quarter point, or did you just stutter?
Yes, half a half is a quarter okay. Point.
I'll say rule the learn to playbook page 8.
No, it's the quick start rulebook page 3.
Page 3. I really should have opened my corset.
Yep. Round 2. Chris.
Yes.
If you buy a BTL A4 Y-Wing expansion pack, you will get a quick build card. What are the threat level pilot present in that card, and how many of each is there?
There is a threat level 1, 2, and 3. I think there's 2 threes and a 1 and a 2. The gray, the gold.
Okay, you have some of it. Zach can try to steal some of it also.
So there's four total quick build cards in there. There's one at threat level 1, two at threat level 2, and the last one is at threat level 3.
Nope.
No. So according to the information I have, there is four pilots threat level 2 and two pilots at threat level 3. So Chris, you had the two at level 3, so that gives you half a point.
Yes, on the board. Ahead of a game.
I was thinking about that with the conversion kits, because part of the reason I know everything is I'd open it with 1.0 and I'd actually like look at everything like a child every time all the way through. And I haven't bought any expansions yet.
I don't own any Rebels. I own zero Rebels.
Yeah, my strength has become my weakness because I played IMS at Gen Con.
Zach.
Yes.
How many action can be failed according to the X-Wing 2.0 rules reference document version 1.0.0?
There are four different actions that can be failed.
Chris, would you like to try a steal?
I think it was three.
No, it is 8. You can fail a barrel roll, a boost, a coordinate, a decloak, a deploy, a jam, a lock, or a slam. Oh. That is a shame. Round 3. Chris.
Yes.
Which TIE fighter pilot may spend one charge to prevent a damage to a friendly ship or herself or himself?
Aiden Verso.
Yes.
Full point.
Yeah.
First full point of the night.
Woo! One full point.
Coming for you, Zach.
Right.
Zach.
Yes.
Who is the Blade Leader?
Nora Wexley.
Chris, would you like to try to steal that?
Nyam num.
No, it is Braylon Strom.
Braylon Strom. He's crap anyway. No one likes Braylon.
Round 4. Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
How many Rebel, Scum, and Imperial ships have access, with or without help from another upgrade, to 2 missile slots?
1 Rebel, 2 Imperial, 1 Scum. 4 in total.
No. Zach, would you like to try something?
Sure. Do you need the breakdown by faction?
Yes.
Or can I just give you... Okay. So it's 1 Rebel, the K-Wing, the TIE Punisher, TIE Bomber, and TIE Aggressor have it.
Oh, Aggressor.
There's 1 Scum ship that I'm drawing a blank on, but I know there's a Scum ship that can get it.
Oh my god, you're so close to having it perfect.
According to the information I have, there is 4 Imperial ship and 1 Rebel ship. The TIE Aggressor, Bomber, Punisher, and the Alpha Class Star Wing with the help of an upgrade, and the BTLS-8. K-Wing. So
I should have just said 5.
Yeah. So that is, Judge, if you agree with me, that is 0.66.
0.66. Come on. He got 4 out of 5 right. That's 80%.
You know what? I liked you more in the last quiz.
Wait, which one of us is getting the points?
So 0.8.
Jesus. 0.8? That's such a weird number, though. That's going to fuck everything up. 0.75.
Well, you come with the right number, buddy. Come on. 0.35.
75. So it's on case.
75. All right. 0.75. Round 4. Chris.
Yes.
Wait, I thought I was...
No. It's,
you know
it's
what?
Zach's
I just
question.
Fucked up something. Oh. Zach? Zach.
Yes.
This is why you pay me big money.
Yep. What is the point cost of Sol Sixa?
$54.
Chris, would you like to try to steal?
$48.
Oh, that was so close.
It is 46.
Oh my god.
The Skurg J6 bumper.
So 46 was the first number that popped in my head, and I'm like, there's no way it's under 25 1.0 points.
I was gonna say lower. Oh.
Round 5. Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
In which position are the wings of Buddy Rook's ship on his pilot card?
Forwards.
Judge.
Closed.
Whoa. You said forward. Judge.
No, go to Zach.
Zach, would you like to try to steal?
Sure. Are they in the landing position?
No. This is a trick question. Bruno's a fucking asshole. They're midway between two positions. What the fuck?
Yes, they are midway. And I see that Chris is Googling something. You know the usual warning, eh? So you might want to close that browser and show me your hands. Okay.
Find him 1.75 points.
It's no. Zach, for your question now.
I'm here.
Which ship has the T-4A designation?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Peter.
Which ship has the T-4A designation?
T-4A. Is it the King Mogila?
No, Chris.
I was going to say King Mogila.
Oh, it's the shuttle, isn't it?
Yes, but it's too late.
Damn it. Fuck my day.
Oh. Wow, that was not a good round for either of you.
I'm happy with that. As long as Zach loses just as much as I do.
I don't think I'm coming back.
First intermission analysis. After 5 common X-Wing questions, the score is 1.5 for the Majesty's subject and 1.25 for the rebellious colonist.
Ooh.
I am eager to hear your thought on this segment, Peter.
Don't lie, Bruno. You're going to make me cry. I like this trick question you do with Bodhi Rook. I have the picture right in front of me, too, and I like had to stop myself from laughing because I knew neither of them were going to get it.
I thought there was one where it was transitioning, but I didn't think you were an asshole, Bruno, so I gave you a benefit of a doubt.
Confirmation? Yes,
I am. He's French-Canadian. What do you expect?
C'est la vie.
We're all assholes over here.
Peter?
Yes?
Do you think that the penalty imposed on the champion will prove to be his downfall? Because actually, he's not at 1.25, he's minus 0.5.
I thought we got rid of that. We're using that penalty? Okay, well, it's a different game then. It's an uphill battle.
Oh my god. Peter, should we start designing a new medal?
Sure.
Because the champion is bleeding from every orifice. Wow, I was not prepared for this. Peter, I see that the fighters are back in the arena. We will be ready to start the second segment right after this.
Hi, I'm Roran from Roran Sublight Sales. I am committed to offering you the best deals on used starships, including all recent Model T Z95 Headhunters. And now we're having our biggest sale ever, offering only 1% down and guaranteed approved lines of credit for all first-time customers. Cruise the galaxy in style without breaking the bank. And for a limited time only, we are offering a full 3,000 parsec warranty on all qualifying purchases. Roran Sublight Sales, where the ships may be secondhand, but the deals are first rate.
So we are back and ready for round 6. Chris, with the lead. Are you all right, Chris? Are you ready for this?
I'm overcome. I'm overwhelmed with this. I didn't expect this.
You know that with a victory today, your life will change?
I don't know if I'm ready. Like, with great power comes great responsibility.
All right, Chris. Time to shine, friend, with your question. Chris, if I am flying a CTP class shuttle... What's so funny about that? You want another point minus you?
No, that's me. That's not. That's me.
Yeah, well, in turn, you want a demotion again?
Sure. Sure. As long as you keep saying shitty peed, I'm fine.
Shitty peed.
You know, I think I heard Chris laughing.
All right, Chris, if I'm flying a shitty peed class shuttle, how many red maneuver is there on my dial?
3.
Zach.
4.
No.
So the 3 hards, the K turn, and the reverse.
It's 3 hard, 4 forward, 3 K turn, and reverse, 5.
I forgot it.
Forgot the 4 forward.
So no steal for Zach. Zach.
Yes.
If you buy a Fire Spray class patrol craft expansion pack, you will get a quick build card. Who are the threat level 3 pilots?
Koshka Frost and Cat Scarlet.
You have some of it. Chris, would you like to complete that?
Crassus is the other one.
Crassus what?
I don't know. I don't remember all of the names.
Can I reverse steal?
Crassus.
Too late. Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Okay, so Zach, you had 2 out of 4, so that's 0.5 for you. And Chris, you tried to steal. There were 2 others, so there was the Bounty Hunter and the Crassus Trelix. So you have half of the half. In fact, you have a quarter of the half. So I'll give you 0.15.
That's good. I'm all for that extra 0.5.
0.15.
It's even better.
Right. Round 7. Guys, did you hear that?
Yes.
I sure did.
All right.
Just like always.
Because this is a special round. It's a round where if you get the right answer, you get 2 points. That's good. But if you get it wrong, you get -1. So, Zach, you might not want to get this one wrong. And you have to answer. You can't pass.
All right.
So, Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
What is the point cost of Gideon Hask?
Gideon Hask is 34 points.
Zach, would you want to try to steal that because your friend there is at -1?
Sure. Gideon Hask is... Oh boy, I should know this one. 32.
No, -0.5.
It's actually like 28, I think.
Is 30 points.
30 points.
Oh, 30? Okay.
Zach, for your threat coat question. Threat. No. Cut. For your Peter Dileyesti.
I don't know what you're trying to say, man. I would say it, but...
Cutthroat.
Thank you. Fait que dis ça, Peter.
Cutthroat.
Oui, oui, mais dis-le pour ta question, machin.
For your cutthroat question.
Yes. Some of the Carolina Crate podcast episodes are marked with a warning. What was the warning for the latest flagged episode?
Content.
Oh, boom. Good job. Because it is content. It is episode 77, Kidnats. On September 10th, and it's the warning is actual content. Good job. Zach, you needed that.
Game on, game on.
Round 8. Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
According to the X-Wing 2.0 rulebook, what is the third step of the setup phase of the game?
Deploy ships.
Zach.
Play asteroids.
No, Peter, would you like to inform the contender?
Is it hull and is it shields and charges and shit? I don't know what it's called.
No. Peter is going to tell you what it is.
It's established play area. Establish a 3x3, 91 centimeters play area on a flat surface too, if you want.
How's that step 3? What's step 1? Make a fucking friend.
All right.
There is no friendship in X-Wing.
Chris, for that comment, you get 0.15.
Yes, banter. British banter to the rescue.
Zach.
Yes.
If I am flying a TIE aggressor, I can count on how many blue maneuvers?
4.
Chris.
5.
No, you're both wrong. It's 1. No. Judge.
You idiot, it's 5. I'm looking at it right now, it's 5.
If it's 1, it's a pretty shit dial.
Well, okay. So Zach
who said 5 there?
Zach said 4, and I was like, he got it right. And then you pass it on to Chris, I'm like, what, he didn't get it right? And I counted, and it's 5. I'm like, oh, and then he said 5, and you're like, wrong. And I'm just like, where am I? What is this? What am I looking at?
Okay, should this be a void question, Peter? Should I try another one?
No, you asked a question and you got it right.
That's 1 point.
Could you tell me what the blue maneuvers are?
Yes, 1 straight, 2 mm-hmm. banks and straight, and 3 straight.
Forgot it has the 1 straight.
That's actually 2 points, Bruno, for the right answer from Chris.
Why?
Well, because we're in the +2 points and the -1 point round, aren't we?
No, that was in round 7. We are now finishing round 8.
Okay. I didn't realize that didn't count.
Keep up, Peter. Keep up. Round 9. Chris.
Yes, Brent.
According to the X-Wing 2.0 rules reference document, version 1.0.0, can a focused ship gain an additional focus token during its turn, and why?
Yes, it can be assigned tokens.
Judge!
Judge! Yeah, no, I'm reading it. Fuck, calm the fuck down, Jesus. It's not 100% what you have written.
Okay, so 0.5 point for Chris. Zach, you think you can try to complete that?
Yeah, so it can have more than one focus token. The only limitation is that it cannot perform the focus action more than once.
Judge!
That's not what you wrote, but it's still also right. I guess there's a lot of right answers to this question.
That's why you're the judge, Peter.
What's written is, if an ability instructs a ship to gain a focus token, this is different than performing a focus action. A ship that gains a token without performing an action can still perform the focus action on that round.
Point five. Round 10 and final round of this segment. Do you feel the tension, guys? Do you feel it?
Round 10. You skipped the second question of round 9.
Oh, did I? Yes.
Yeah, keep up. Keep up, Bruno. Keep up, bitch.
Zach.
Yes.
Spell. Spell.
Uh-oh.
Spell the whole name of the ship Victor Hill is piloting with capital letters, slash and dash and numbers and everything.
K-H... I-R-A-X?
You already fucked it up. Chris.
All right.
No, wait. Say that again? No, because I didn't hear.
Well, I heard.
Oh.
And I'm an intern. Excuse me. I have authority.
All right, Chris. Chris.
It begins with K and then has other letters, but you shouldn't take it because it's garbage.
Okay. That sounds like they're both just
Is
like...
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No, is that...
So the actual canonical correct spelling is to hit the letter K and then slam your face against the keyboard.
It is capital K, because Bruno wanted capital for some reason, I-H-R-A-X-Z, capital F. I don't need to spell fighter, do I? We're all grown men here.
Yes.
I don't know. I had to have Paul Heaver read a menu to me at Coruscant, so...
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, that was kind of awkward, no?
It's one of my favorite things is to have other people read menus to me.
It makes them feel like a peasant and then you as royalty, right?
Round 10. Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
In which version of the FFG Squad Builder was the behavior of the back button updated for mobile?
Oh, boy.
That was 1.0.3.
Wow.
Oh.
That's when they made all the changes.
Yes.
Don't act depressed. That's an easy one. When you said Squad Builder and change.
Zach.
Yes.
In the latest rules referent version 1.0.2. The changes are noted in which color?
Pink.
Chris, would you like to steal that?
Cyan.
No, it's magenta.
Magenta, no!
That's like a pink! I'm not good with colors!
It's 2018, we have to be specific now.
Magenta.
I'm American! I can't know these complex artsy shit!
It says it in the document that they were noted in magenta.
Well, Paul didn't read that part to me!
Second intermission analysis. After four more casual X-Wing questions, the score is 3.3 for the nationally challenged...
I don't know who that is.
Woohoo! That's me!
And... 2 for the expiating champion. Peter, do you feel these two adversaries are talking a good game?
Yes.
Should the champion go D-line or O-line? Peter, that's a football reference.
American football? That sounds like American football.
So that means that should he try to consolidate his score or play it safe and go for the Hail Mary and put his money where his mouth is?
You're being inconsiderate to our guests.
So, Peter.
Yes.
You can answer my question, please.
I was thinking about all the different types of football we have in this world.
Well, on the other side of this well-produced and enjoyable commercial, we will witness the making of history.
Good day, citizens, and welcome to Holonet News. If you're like us, you know that Millennium Condor is the best content in the northern half of the galaxy. But did you know there are podcasts in the southern half as well? The Empire is vast and sprawling and even exists in desert regions where everything is trying to kill you. If you want something to listen to while you fight for your life, try Hell of a Pilot, available for free streaming and Empire-approved content at all times. This is Holonet News.
We are back from commercial and ready for round 11. Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
It's yours to lose now. Which ship has the BTLSA prefix in his name?
The Star Fortress.
Star Fortress? What the hell is a Star Fortress? This is not a Lore Master quiz about Buck Rogers. Number 1, Warp 9. Engage.
Zach!
K-Wing.
Yes. So Zach stole that for half a point.
Go, Zach, go.
Now, Chris, you cannot lose this intentionally, all right?
No, I want it to be close. I don't want to stomp him.
Zach.
Yes.
According to the X-Wing 2.0 rulebook, can a ship attempting a lock action measure range to any number of ships?
Any number of ships at range 0 to 3 of itself.
Judge. Peter, the answer is yes.
Well, I know the answer is yes. I'm reading the fine print.
Yeah, measure range from the locking ship to any number of ships.
Yeah, if I'm understanding correctly, it doesn't have to be a range 3 for you to attempt to take a lock on it, right? You just need to...
No, you measure range to anything and then you choose.
If I have a rule book, you could get a tape measure out.
Oh, man, you're giving me flashbacks of 40K. I don't want to think about this.
Oh, God.
Rules as written.
Round 12. Chris, you seem to be losing it now.
It's okay, Bruno.
Don't let it slip, Chris.
I've got this.
What is the point cost of a Blade Squadron veteran?
48 points.
Zach.
43.
No, it's 44. Zach.
Yes.
What are the upgrade icons on the Aggressor Assault Fighter? There's a shitload of them.
It is two cannons, illicit, modification, EPT, and I believe the term for, I'm sorry, pilot talent, which is called talent now, and the device slot.
Oh.
Can I steal the extra one?
Yeah, I think you're missing two.
Two.
Yeah.
The sensor, and it has an extra illicit.
No, that's a title. That's a title card, right?
Oh,
yeah, we're missing the title.
Oh, the title.
So,
oh, I forgot title.
Out of the eight, Zach got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 6 on 8, Peter. How much that is?
Mathematically? What am I, fucking calculator?
Mm-hmm.
6 out of 8 is 3/4.
So 0.75 for Zach.
At least in the U.S. system. I'm not sure about metric.
Peter, 1/2 of 1/8. So 1/16 of a point. For Chris, how much is that?
0.06 points.
All right, I go with that.
I don't know.
0.06. Round 13.
My lucky round.
So did you hear that?
Yes.
Sure did.
This round is really special because if you have a wrong answer, you will give 1 point to your opponent. Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
Would you like to give a point to your opponent?
No.
So get the right answer.
I will.
It's that simple. It's that simple, man.
Yes. What is the point cost and effect of the Swarm Tactics talent?
It is 3 points, and during the combat, the engagement phase, you can allow your initiative to be used by a friendly ship at range one.
The wording's not exact, but it's
he's missing an important detail.
Yes. Zach, you want to complete that?
Yeah, it's at the start of the combat phases when it triggers.
That's it.
And you treat it as... You did not say it at the start.
I said the start of
and
engagement
lasts,
phase.
Up. Contender, do not get to argue with the champion. Continue.
You said during, not at the start, because
okay.
I was ready to jump
okay,
on that.
But, okay,
and,
Okay.
It specifies until the end of the phase.
Chris said during the engagement phase, and Zach said at the start of the combat phase, so they are both wrong.
They're still missing some part of it.
It's at the start of the engagement phase. Once again, combining your answers would have...
It's treat that ship's initiative as being the same as yours until the end of the phase.
Yes, and that is important. Chris, you got the meaning of it. Zach, you got the rest of it.
Yeah, I don't want to be a dickbag, but he said until the end of the phase, and that's also incorrect.
Yes, because it's until the end of the round.
Calculating points for this question is going to be a fucking nightmare.
Damn it, you guys, can't you answer a question right? No, this is a void. That's a void, so
that's like half right? Because it's not a full one for being wrong.
So I'm moving to a makeup question. Chris, the makeup question is, who are the threat level 2 pilots for the TIE Advance X-1 quick build?
The Tempest and Valen Rudor? No.
Judge?
That's half right.
It's incomplete. Zach, you want to complete that?
Sure, can you re-ask the full question so I'm answering?
Who are the threat level 2 pilots for the TIE Advance X-1 quick builds?
Level 2, so it's just the Tempest.
No, it's the Tempest Squadron pilot and the Storm Squadron ace.
Peter, how many points do I give to these guys?
I think that's 0 points for either because they cancel each other out. They both got half right.
So. Yeah, that's right. Zach.
Yes.
We are still in the question where you give 1 point if you get it wrong.
Okay.
What is the point cost and effect of the ablative plating modification?
Blade of plating is 5 points. When you would be affected by a friendly device, you may discard this card to ignore its effects.
Chris?
I believe it is you only ignore the damage, not the effects.
Okay, I'm going to read this up.
Yes or no? Give me a straight answer, goddammit.
So, it is 4 points. It requires a medium or large base. And before you would suffer damage from an obstacle from a friendly bomb detonating, you may spend 1 charge. If you do, prevent 1 damage.
So you both had it wrong. So you both gave 1 point to the other. Actually, on the first question, Chris got it wrong. So he gave 1 point to Zach. But Zach tried to steal and got it wrong. So he gave 0.5 point to Chris. And now Zach got it wrong and gave 1 point to Chris. And Chris got the steal wrong. So gave 0.5 point to Zach.
Worthwhile. Like playing X-Wing 1.0.
There's some kind of metaphor for friendship buried in there.
Friendship is magic, Zach.
Round 14. Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
What is the focus of the Lack of Focus podcast? is that your final answer?
We talk about the X-Wing miniatures game.
No, Zach.
Your home for discussion on the X-Wing miniatures game.
No. No.
I just took the Nova Squadron name and removed the competitive.
No, that's what I did, I thought.
All right. What it says from Podbeam is, welcome to the Lack of Focus podcast.
No, welcome to
a
Lack of...
podcast.
You got it wrong. Later. You got it wrong, too. Chris got it wrong. Zach got it wrong. Bruno got it wrong. Fuck all of y'all. Welcome to Lack of Focus, a podcast focused on discussing Fantasy Flight Games' X-Wing miniatures game.
I forgot I'd been polite. Damn my Britishness.
0. Zach.
Yes.
How many ships have access to Force User Pilots?
Force User Pilots to do what? Sorry, I couldn't help I couldn't help myself.
7.
Chris?
5.
No, it's 8. It is the...
No margin of error?
It is... Okay, hang on, Bruno. I got this. I will say all of them except for the first one.
I can name them all, but I can't go through them in my head.
We need to let Bruno... Another 5 seconds. We need to let Bruno handle this first one. Go, Bruno.
You want me to what?
Tell everybody the first ship on this
list. It's a shitty reference earlier in the night.
The shitty class shuttle.
Excellent.
Oh, Ezra. Fuck.
Attack shuttle. Okay, go ahead, Zach.
Yeah,
if you want to do it.
I forgot Ezra.
Yeah, I can actually. It's Sheathipede, attack shuttle. Ezra's in a TIE fighter. You've got the Ghost. Luke in an X-Wing. You have the TIE Advance prototype, and the Shadowcaster.
You're missing the VCX-100.
No, he said it. He said the Ghost.
All right.
Yeah. I didn't go through like that because in a previous quiz, we enforced the strict 5 second rule. So
yes,
I had to guess.
Exactly. All right. Margin of error. You were the closest without going over. You said 7 out of 8. Chris, you said 5.
Yeah.
So I will give you, Chris. I will give you 0.33. Yeah. 0.33. And Zach, 0.66.
You did well, Zach. I'm proud of you.
It seems fair.
Thanks, Chris. Your moral support is all I really need.
Round 15 and last round of this segment. This is where we're going to separate the man from the children. N'est-ce pas, Peter?
N'est-ce pas.
I'm ready.
Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
Which upgrade icons are present on the M3A Interceptor card?
The M3A has the modification and title.
Zach.
Pilot talent modification.
Let me reread you the question. Which upgrade icons are present on the M3A interceptor card?
As well, also the cannon, missile, and torpedo.
No, the answer is none.
That's on the title.
The answer is none. There's no upgrade on the cards.
Oh. I love you, Bruno. I love you.
I thought it's...
it's on the card. We're all on the app, aren't we?
Well, I remember that part, but I could have sworn that the actual wording... I want to look this up now, because I could have sworn the actual wording, like... I thought it said on the ship card.
No.
Its ability... Yeah. Yeah, weapon hardpoint has... it's right on the card.
Icons. Upgrade icons.
Yeah, look at it. Look at an M3A card.
Peter?
Okay.
I don't think... Are they circled, Zach? If they're circled.
Those are the upgrade icons, are they not? Physically pictured on the card in under weapon hardpoint, the chassis ability is cannon, torpedo, and missile.
I'm pulling up the app.
I'll do one better. I gotta grab a water. Go grab a physical card. I know where we're in our...
Is it okay if I run and grab a drink while he's taking his time?
Okay, me too then.
Strong, everyone left. Seems to be a lack of focus here.
I agree, man. I agree. But judge rules, and you've got to respect your TO, Zach. If Chico taught me anything...
Oh, Jesus. I feel like I have to throw up, though. Yeah. Oh, look at that. He shared a picture.
Yeah.
And on the physical card...
Oh, I agree, but...
Oh, I can hear my voice echoing in someone's house.
I think it's one of them, too. They must have a headset off.
Hello, Canada! Upper Canada, that's kind of on the side. So, have you been following this, like, shit show of the people from Canadian Nats still don't have their prizes?
I know sort of it, but I've not really been following it.
So, I mean, they actually had their nationals, like, back in March or whatever, and no one's gotten their prizes for it yet.
Yeah, I knew that they were being delayed and stuff, but I didn't realize they still hadn't gotten stuff until I saw Duncan's post in one of the Facebook, on one of the threads.
Yeah. I mean, there's the whole thing in crates, and I've been trolling him pretty hard about the third-party dice. And then I said, maybe you guys should call Paul Heaver. He's pretty good for it when Canadians forget things.
It's okay. We'll just run it under whatever time we want. And
all right, so we're back and discussing if there is or not icons on the card. And I've sent you guys the card via the Extra Technological Facebook chat. And there is no icons.
What are the things on the card?
I respect your judge ruling.
What?
I respect my TO.
Okay, the intent of the question, Zach, was like in...
You asked remember what icons are pictured on the card. I will not stand for this.
Oh, Canada.
Those are upgrades, icons depicted on the card.
Okay, it would seem I got caught in my own web.
Yes, and I answered the question correctly.
Zach, calm down. You are still atoning for yourself, so...
Please. Okay, Bruno, based on the wording of your question, Zach is correct. Those are upgrade icons, and they are present on the card, even if they're not...
Yes.
It did say modification, though, and that's not there, so it's still wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, once he clarified the question was on the card, I said, oh, it's those ones that are on the card.
Boom, 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 boom. No, but that's...
Okay, fuck this question. Okay. We're going for another one.
Yes, fuck this question.
Oh, hey, Zach got the question right. It was too confusing.
No, because the question was, like in 1.0, remember at the bottom of the card you had all of the upgrades slot?
Yeah.
Now there's...
I know the intent was to be a trick question, but I out-tricked you.
So this question is a void, and I will go for a mock-up question. Zach.
Yes.
No, it was Chris. What? It was Chris's question. Zach.
No. It was Chris's question I stole.
It was Chris's question. They both got it wrong. The question is good.
I think it was a good question, Bruno. I agree.
Yes, I agree too. So 0-0 for the steal. So Zach, your question.
Yes.
In which version of the FFG Squad Builder app was the display of range values upgraded?
1.0.3.
Chris.
1.0.2.
No, it's version 1.0.1, guys. Come on. Oh,
it was on the first one. Sad times.
1 in 3 chance.
What? Oh, how did I get it wrong? 0.2 was like one change, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Oh. Well, I thought point one was they added the credits or something. And I was like, really? That's what you're leading with?
Post-fight analysis. Holy perfect pitch, Peter. Peter, say something, please.
Something.
Did he say perfect bitch?
There is an urgent need to go to final salvo question. The score is tight. Tight.
Oh dear. I don't know if my... I don't know if I can take it.
First salvo question. Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
Spell. Yes, spell. The whole name of the ship Guri is piloting with capital letters, slashes, and dashes.
Capital S-T-A-R, capital V-I-P-E-R, space, fighter.
All right, Zach, would you like to complete that?
Sure, would you like me to start from the beginning or where he messed up?
Where he messed up.
The spelling of Star Viper is correct, and then it's attack craft.
Attack craft.
No.
Oh, really?
So before I tell you the right answer, Peter, how many points or no points?
Do I have to count letters now? This is getting really complicated.
I just want to survive Star Viper. The spelling question.
The whole name is Star Viper dash class attack platform. So you got Star Viper, but you never finished the words because since there's a dash between Viper and class, It's a whole word. So it's zero. I thought you had it there. I really thought you had it, Chris.
I thought I had it. I felt good, and then I just blanked.
What do you want? Zach!
Yes?
If I buy a T-65 X-Wing expansion pack, how many standards charge token will I get?
Standard charge tokens?
Mm-hmm.
You would receive two.
Chris.
Four.
Yes. 0.5 for Chris.
Two for the droid and two for the torpedo.
My greatest strength is my greatest weakness in 2.0.
Okay. There is less than 0.5 point apart, so I need to move to another salvo question.
Good luck, Zach. Maybe best crate win.
I'm sweating from my armpits right now.
I'm sweating for more than that, Bruno. my asshole is like a 5p and a 50p.
Whatever that means.
Are those like loonies and toonies?
All right, final salvo, Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
I will be the happy owner of how many Dead Man's Switch illicit upgrade cards if I buy a Saw's Renegade expansion pack?
Two.
Correct?
Yes.
I knew that one too.
That's like the last Rebel pack I bought.
Right? Yeah, same.
Zach.
Yes.
If I look at all the pilots' name in the Slave 1 expansion pack, how many times will I see the letter K?
Two.
Chris?
That's like 17.
No.
It's three.
There's three.
Yeah, it's three. There's two Ks in Koshka.
Bruno, there's four. Koshka has two Ks. So it's Kath, Scarlet, Koshka, Frost, and Crassus, Trellings.
All right. So I still need to move to the final question. Another final salvo question because you guys are closer than ever. Let me say that Chris is the toughest opponent the champion has faced yet.
Not me?
No, not you, Peter. You are the foulest one, but not the toughest.
I was the first one, right?
Yes.
That's the only honor I claim.
Can I use some carryover points from Peter in this quiz?
No. All right, Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
Who are the threat level 3 pilots for the Fang Fighter quick builds?
Skull Squadron pilot and the old Tarok.
Zach.
It's Skull Squadron and Cad Solas.
No, it's Fenro and Joy Rekoff.
Oh, yeah, it's Joy. I forgot about Joy.
No way. How's Fenro a 3?
Because Vader's only a 4. Vader's only a 4. Hey, Chris, want to do a mixed faction 7 threat game?
Zach.
Yes.
What is the pilot ability of Captain Ferref, the Imperial Courier?
When defending, if the attacker has no green tokens, you may change one blank or focus result to an evade.
Yes.
Good man. That, I knew that one.
Yeah, I finally got the one you knew.
I was like, get it wrong. Get it wrong so I can steal it. Do you have to make up questions on the spot now, Bruno?
No, we said no, no. We have
I have two more. I have two more. Don't worry.
We have one set left.
Oh, boy. This is so tense. I can't feel my finger.
I can never feel my fingers. I have nerve damage.
Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
This is it, my friend. This is it.
I'm ready. No pressure.
No pressure.
In the quick start rules document, in which section can I find the information about the color of the maneuvers?
I've not opened my car set. I don't know. In the... I don't know. Page 3.
No. Zach, I think you want to say something.
Oh, no. I was just leaned in really close to fuck with Chris.
Okay.
Is it under the header titled dials?
No.
The advanced rules section.
In the advanced rules section. Zach, your final salvo question.
Yes.
In the quick start rules document, which pilot card is used to explain the action bar?
Luke Skywalker.
No. Zach, you want to try something? This might be it, my friend. This might be it.
He meant Chris. Let's just go ahead. Let's just go ahead like you said, Chris.
The Academy pilot.
No. It's Eden Versio.
Oh.
Peter, there is nothing more to say than we'll be right back after this.
This is where we would find the OCX radio epic and inspiring commercial, but it seems that Aaron the Coach Krell did not understand the request from marketing. Maybe it has something to do with the host's thick accent. Let's hear what we received for the OCX commercial.
Hello, everyone. This is Aaron, the Coach Krell from OCX Radio Podcast, wishing all the luck and best to Millennium Condor de la Befusion. I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. That's fine. I'm American and I'm ignorant. So, boom, got it.
After a total of 15 stress-free X-Wing question and some final salvo question, the score is... 7.23 for the loser. Well, Chris, you just proved to the whole world that not any bloke can come here, no matter how many podcasts or national uncertainties he had under his belt, and rip the title out of the bloody and lifeless corpse of this immense and revered champion.
Are you calling Zach immense?
No, no.
That's mean.
Peter Tabarnak. Chris, you are allowed a comment.
I feel like I've let myself down. I've let Zach down. I've let my mum down. Both of them. My stepmum will be disappointed in me. My infant daughter may no longer love me as a parent anymore. Oh, I hope you're proud of yourself, Zach. May you treasure this victory.
Okay. Chris, the vanquished. On your way out, make sure you pick up your ticket for your donkey ride to the land of the shamed and disregard. While you are down there, please say hi to Peter Lavoie Messica,
that's me,
the old Morales, Blair Bunky, Gordon Berg, and the vile Chris Chico Brown. You are also allowed a comment here.
Well, I feel like I pushed him the hardest he's ever been pushed.
Peter, before we move on, would you like to say something to appease this broken individual?
We connected to this chat, and then we got the webcam video from Chris, and I'm just like, I've seen this motherfucker somewhere. Who is this guy? I skimmed over it earlier, but when I was still writing my X-Wing blog, whenever something new would come out, and I'd be like, oh, I got something new to write about, a fucking Dice Hate video come out, and I'd be like, how does this motherfucker do this so fast? I couldn't keep up with you, man, and it was fucking annoying me, but I liked your content.
And now... with an amending final score of 7.91.
Oh, wow.
And with the powers invested in me by the secret intergalactic show host Patriarchy Organization, I bestow the sanctified title of Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated upon this great champion, Zach Matthews! Peter.
Oh, yeah. Green text. That means Peter Tuck. Sanctified Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated. What the hell just happened? Can you explain this? Question mark, exclamation point.
That was something else. But Chris, you should have gone for the head.
I was relying on the points that have been docked to carry me through.
Zach overcame quite the penalty. Or whatever the fuck happened the one time I wasn't here. So, to whom would you like to dedicate this performance, Zach?
Someone will get that joke.
All right, then. How do you foresee your future after this? I have to ask him this every fucking time, don't I?
I mean, I've been in a cranky, cynical mood today. So, my gut instinct is to say I'm sure the downward spiral will continue. But I'm gonna retire to someplace green.
Well said. I must say that I usually neglect and disrespect the contender. But now, Chris, you showed me that a contender can be somewhat close to a human being. You know what? You've come less than a point away from being a champion. That's nuts. Amazing.
Yeah.
It is nuts. And the champion should be afraid, because I am sure he will cross you again on his road to famousness.
I'll hunt him down. I'll earn a rematch. One day, Zach, you will be mine. We'll have a Rocky II moment. This is Rocky.
If he dies, he dies.
Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated. Now is the moment you've been gleefully waiting for. It is the moment when every podcast host around the world tremble in distress at the thought of hearing their name mentioned for a challenge that they know they cannot refuse nor win. Please, Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated, make someone piss himself.
I'd be Zach Matthews, Carolina Crits Podcast. Still, Alpha Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated. Challenge Ryan Farmer.
Holy macaroni, Ryan Farmer. Do you have what it takes? Will you make it to the quiz, or will you ghost out of it? That is what we'll find out once the Loremaster Quiz agent recover you from under your bed. Any last word of wisdom you would like to share before we close this grandiose episode, Loremaster?
Yeah, I just want to say, how come when I pass out of the FFG Game Center, I'm drunk, but when Farmer does, he's tired? Oh, I realized today, I feel like this was a pretty good moment of realization. I was at dinner beforehand, and I was having a Monte Cristo sandwich, which is my favorite sandwich, but it's made almost entirely out of things I don't like. And I'm going somewhere with this, right? And I realized it's like the opposite of Canada, which I don't like, but because it contains you guys, it's made up almost entirely of things that I like.
That is some Loremaster Quiz wisdom there. Shame and disregard, contender, please. Do yourself a favor and close this episode.
Pas de question insensée, X-Wing miniatures, nor semi Millennium Condor Loremaster Quiz. Merci beaucoup.
Fuck, you fucking step over me, you run this shit, you write this goddamn script, you saw it was my turn to talk next. Motherfucker. Mathematically? What am I, a
yes.
Fucking calculator? I'm glad you're not my dad, Bruno.
Judge.
Yeah, no, I'm reading it. Fuck, calm the fuck down, Jesus. Bruno's a fucking asshole. You got it wrong.
Peter.
You got it wrong, too. Chris got it wrong. Zach got it wrong. Bruno got it wrong. Fuck all of y'all.